Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Say no weapon.
praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm truly honored in Jesus' name to be before you. Continuing forth, praise God, to give the word of God from the King James Version of God's holy word. I'm thankful today. I'm blessed today. I'm truly present with the anointing of the Spirit of God in my life, trusting that God is true and real in Jesus' name. We're not going to take long with the introduction and what have you, for we know what it is that we come here to do, and that's read the Word of God. Coming out of the King James Version, praise God, of God's holy word. I first and foremost want to give all praise, honor, and glory to God, who is definitely the head of my life. I then want to honor my queen, my bride, my number one next to my side with me, where is one with God in Jesus' name. My wife, Lady Diane Shaw. And then, praise God, I want to acknowledge those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, and Twitter. Praise God, those that are in Asia, those are in South Korea, those are in Egypt, those are in, amen, Canada, Jamaica, and all of those, praise God, throughout the United States in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Puerto Rico. We thank you. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, as we come before you, knowing that you sit high and look low upon us down here, Lord, we come pausing for a moment, paying homage to you, God, for you are worthy to be praised. Lord God, we thank you for what you've done for us, Father God. We thank you for the blessings and the protections that you bestowed upon us, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus for our mates, oh God. We pray for our children, Father God. We pray for our mothers and fathers, oh Lord. We pray for those incarcerated, those are in hospitals, Father God, sick of disease, Father God. Those that are sick and shut in, we pray for healing in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for coming together on today, continuing forth with the obedience, Father God, and commitment in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for being God all by yourself. Lord, you brought us thus far, and as we continue to move forward, we trust you to take us on home. We give you praise, honor, and glory on today in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. And all you that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, or even into our archives, amen. God bless you, because God's got a blessing for you on today. We're coming forth out of the book of Romans, chapter 15. Amen. Let us read. Romans 15. When then that are strong ought to bow the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach tree fell on me. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of Scripture might have hope. No, the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another, according to Christ Jesus. Wherefore, receive ye one another, as Christ also received us, to the glory of God. Now I say that Christ Jesus was in minister of the circumcision of the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God. For his mercy as it is written. For this cause, I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name. And again he saith, rejoice! And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and learn him, all ye people. And again, Isaiah saith, thou shalt be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust. Now, the God of hope will fill you with all joy and peace and believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. And I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that ye also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to abolish one another. Nevertheless, brethren, I have written and more boldly unto you, and some sort as putting you in mind, because of the grace is given to me of God, that I should be a minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sacrificed by the Holy Ghost, sanctified by the Holy Ghost. I have therefore, well, I may glory through Jesus Christ, and those things which pertain to God, for I will not bow to speak of any of those things which Christ hath not wrought by me, to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed. Through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Yea, so have I strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation, but as it is written, to whom he was not spoken of, thou shalt see, and they that have not heard shall understand. For which cause also I have been much hindered coming to you. But now, having no more place in these parts, and having a great desire these many years to come unto you, whosoever I take my journey unto Spain, I will come to you, for I trust to see you in my journey, and to be brought on my way to the word my way you. If first I be somewhat filled with your company, but now I go to Jerusalem to minister unto the saints, for it has pleased them of Macedonia, of Achaia, to make a certain contribution for the poor saints which are at Jerusalem. It has pleased them verily, and our debtors they are, for it is the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things. Their duty is also to minister unto their incarnal things. When therefore I have performed this, and have seen it to them this fruit, I will come by you unto Spain. And I am sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessings of the gospel of Christ. Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me, that I will may be delivered for them that do not believe in Judea, and that my service such which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints, that I may come unto you with joy by the will of God, and may with you be refreshed. Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen. Romans chapter 16. I commanded unto you, who is our sister, which is a servant of the church which is in Kenchia, that ye received her, and the Lord has become a saint, and that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you. For she hath been a sorcerer of me, and of myself also. Great Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers, and Christ Jesus, who have for my life laid down their own needs next, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all churches of the Gentiles. Likewise, great, the church that is in the house salutes my well-beloved Epaphras, who is the first fruits of Achaia unto Christ. Great Mary, and bestowed much labor on us, the salute Andronius and Junia, my kinsmen and my fellow prisoner, who are not among the apostles, whom also were in Christ before me. Great Apuleius, my beloved in the Lord, the salute and friend, and helper in Christ, and that she's my beloved, salute to Apollos, approved in Christ, salute them which are of Aristobulus' household. Salute Herodium, my kinsman, great, and greet them that be of the household of Narcissus, which I am the Lord. Salute Tryphania and Tryphosa, who labor in the Lord. Salute the beloved Persis, which labored with much in the Lord. Salute Rupert, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine. Salute Asristus, Philegon, Hermes, Patrobus, Hermes, and the brethren which are with them. Salute Philogus and Julia, Nereus and his sister, and Olympus, all the saints which are with them. Salute one another with a holy kiss, and churches of Christ salute you. Now I beseech you, brethren, make and mark them which cause division in offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such said not our Lord Jesus Christ, but thy own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple, for your obedience is come abroad unto all men. I am glad, therefore, on your behalf, but yet I would have you wise unto that which is good and simple concerning evil. Peace, which bruised Satan under his feet shortly, and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Timothy, my workfellow, and Lucius, and Jason, and Sopater, my kinsmen, salute you. I, Tertius, who wrote this epistle, salute you in the Lord. Jason, mine host, and of the whole church, saluteth you, Erutus, and Chelimblian, of the city, saluteth you, and Quartus, our brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Now, to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the ministry, which was kept secret since the words began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. Corinthians chapter 1. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Scythians, our brothers, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, both theirs and ours. Grace be unto you, and peace, our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf, for the grace of God, which is given by the Jesus Christ, that in everything ye are enriched by him, in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom ye are called unto the fellowship of his Son Jesus our Lord. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no decision, a division among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it has been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Cleo, that there are contentions among you. Now, this I say, that every one of you says,
I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ.
Were ye baptized in the name of Paul? God, that I baptize none of you, but Christ of Jesus.
Least any should say that I had baptized in my own name.
But I baptize also the household of Stephanus. Besides, I know that whether I baptize any other, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish and the wisdom of this world? And after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the wickedness of God is stronger than men. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorifieth, let him glorify in the Lord. First Corinthians chapter 2. And I, brethren, when I come to you, come not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in much trembling, And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of men's wisdom, but in demonstration of the spirit of the power. And your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in the mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew for. Had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the hearts of men the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For that man knoweth the things of men, save the spirit of man which is in him. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God. Now, we have received not the spirit of this world, but the spirit which is of God. But we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in this world, which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they that are foolish unto him, neither come he now them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judge of no man. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hither ye are not able to bet, whether ye know are ye able. For ye are not yet carnal, for as there is among you envy and strife and divisions, and ye not carnal and milk as men. For while one said, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, and ye not carnal, who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God
that giveth the increase. Now, he that penneth and he that watereth are one. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ah, ye are God's first husbandmen. Ye are God's building according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master's builder. I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth up thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereunto. For the foundation can no man lay than what is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved. Yet, so as by fire, now ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth that thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore let no man glory in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos, or Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or things present, or things to come. All are yours, and ye are Christ's, God's. Amen. That's definitely explaining oneness in Christ Jesus. God is one. Christ is one. Everything is ours. Everything is Christ. Everything is God's. And we must be one with God and with Christ, so it all becomes ours, as we are heirs and joint heirs to the kingdom of heaven. Thank you for hearing the reading on today. God bless you, 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 and you.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Spell. want you to know it won't work. Ooh, no, no, no.
You just say one.